Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. It's Thursday, the 2nd of June, 2022. Dom Knight, Charles Firth and Andrew Hansen with you once again.
How are you?
Yes.
You having a good morning, afternoon, whenever it may be? What are you cooking?
Are you enjoying podcasting as a genre? You're listening to lots of great podcasts on this app?
I hope so.
I'm suffering from a massive hangover.
Are you? What's wrong, John? What were you up to? What were you doing?
Well, I went to this drinks last night. I did this thing with ATYP, which is the Australian Theatre for Young People, isn't it? They put on a drinks to sort of thank everyone who was involved. And I turn up and the philanthropists who give money to ATYP are there.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're incredibly rich people. Like, there's all these unbelievably rich people. And they're buying the absolutely most expensive wine possible at this fancy place in the rocks, right?
And so you saw your chance.
And I'm not drinking at the moment. Like, I haven't drunk for weeks, right? And
can't afford to.
I can't afford to. But it's like, you gotta, like, it was my responsibility as a person.
Also, as a person who lives in the gig economy, it's income, isn't it?
I mean, yeah,
if you get to drink an expensive drink that's bought for you, it's almost like having a reliable salary, but it isn't.
And it was sort of, it was a different form of drink. So it was red wine. This guy was buying all these different Pinot Noirs, like top range Pinot Noirs. And they're just better. Like, it's just better to be rich, I reckon.
And they're actually better.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it would be a bit of a scam if you discovered that the $1,000 red was no better than the $5 clean.
I've always thought that with wine it generally is that, though. It's all just emperor's clothes and, you know, they all actually just taste the same.
Well, actually, you were the one who was the fool, not the rich people. I'm not massively surprised to learn that.
But the other thing was they were getting French champagne, like proper champagne for all the, you know, little ATYP people who wanted to drink champagne. Like, and you're just going, that's great. Like, presumably it's like $200 or $300 a bottle type champagne. Apparently it was amazing stuff. But you're also going, isn't it a bit of a waste to spend that money on 20-somethings?
Remember you when you were a 20-something wine snob. I'm sure you were.
I just thought it was all the same.
Oh, well, yeah.
And you do true, back yeah. then. You don't go, oh, this is amazing stuff.
In fact, even now, the wine is completely wasted on you, a 40-something person who thinks it's all the same.
It's worth noting that the ATYP is lucky that there's a Labor government in. Because if not, this entire segment would immediately make it into the Daily Telegraph. And they have all their funding cancelled.
We'd be cancelled.
Yes.
Yes.
Fancy champagne given to kids.
Yes.
Because I used to go to the ATYP when I was in school. I actually studied there.
Did you go there for the booze?
They didn't do anything to improve my shithouse acting, unfortunately. But and it was literally the first place we went to was a condemned building. Like, bits of the wall kept falling off, the ceiling. It was dust on every surface. It was absolutely disgusting. But it had so much integrity. There was no booze.
Yes.
There wasn't even snacks. You couldn't even get a drink of water because the taps were turned off.
So, no, we had duck spring rolls last night. That was superb. Have you ever had a duck spring roll?
That's changed a bit, isn't it?
That's changed.
I just thought spring rolls were spring rolls. But there's duck. You can put duck in a spring roll.
Well, you know what's funding the ATYP?
What?
Rebel Wilson's defamation payout.
Oh, he's huge.
The main theatre is now called the Rebel Theatre at their new because Rebel Wilson got all that money
and donated it.
And donated it to ATYP.
That's why duck spring rolls and bloody French champagne. It's all from.
Well, you know what we need.
Well, I think we need to.
We need to be defamed. So, if any powerful media organisations are listening to this, can you please just say untrue things about us so we can sue you?
Yes.
Not for the ATYP, for ourselves.
Something like, we fuck dogs or something like that. Something that's guaranteed to get you a payout.
Don't know what you're referring to.
Can't wait.
Coming up on the show, I am taking you on a journey into the future.
Future. And I'm going to take a look at which shithouse 80s movies need sequels because it seems like almost all of them have them already.
Future.
Can you lose your voice again, please, Charles?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for.
Welcome to the future.
Charles has resurrected an idea from the past.
That's right. This is the segment where I review essentially Kickstarter projects and Indiegogo projects and, you know, pieces of technology that usually involve Bluetooth that are paving the way in terms of products that we can expect in the future. Mm. And today I want to look at a very special product, which is sort of an attempt to improve AirPods.
Oh. Right?
So, you know, AirPods, they're the sort of wireless earphones that Apple make. What is the main problem that needs to be solved with AirPods? What's the one thing that you would do to improve the AirPod?
I think you would attach wires back onto them so that they don't bloody get lost all the bloody time.
Getting lost, but also battery life. You might have a battery that didn't require you to plug it in every, I don't know, hour.
Mm.
I think is what mine are up to at this point. Mm.
Wrong. No, that is not. Neither of those things need. That's not the answer to the question. The answer is that AirPods don't stand out enough when you wear them.
Oh, right? they're too unobtrusive. I thought they were really obviously shouting to everyone. Yeah. I've got AirPods. Yeah. I've got a little weird little tampon sticking out of my ear.
No, the problem is they don't look ridiculous enough.
I see.
And in particular, the problem with AirPods is that they don't have light bulbs attached to them. Oh. Don't you think?
Right. So the lack of flashing lights. Yeah, no, I'd certainly feel like more of an idiot at night.
So are you telling us the good news is somebody has solved?
Someone has solved this very, very big, important, pressing problem. Announcing G-Pods.
The digital light control is the main function, and then now I'm going to show you how to use it.
So whereas with every other sort of AirPod type copy, the main function is being able to hear music.
It's the audio.
This one is about the light that you can't actually see because it's attached to your ear. But if you think, oh, no, this is a stupid idea, no one's going to fund this, this is not true. Like, it is. So they had a goal of $120,000. They reached that goal on Indiegogo.com in 1 minute.
In right? 1 minute?
What?
Yep. 1 minute. It took them for everyone to go, yes, that is what I want.
I want light, but is this people who have very poor lighting in their home? I mean, perhaps they thought, look, if my ears are lit up, then at least I can sort of find my way around the room a bit better.
No. Because the.
I'm just trying to work out the logic.
Yeah, the light here.
I don't understand why you would want lit up ears.
It's not very bright. It's supposed to be, I think, a sort of fashion accessory.
Oh.
But in their ad. They tout it as it's innovative earbuds. They offer a personalised light-up experience unique to your own mood and music preferences and style.
Well, look, Charles, Vivid's on in Sydney.
Yes.
And this is the thing that we've been missing is the ability to make yourself a Vivid light display.
Yes, exactly.
For years we've gone to see them, whereas we could just light up our ears in different colours.
And so the way it works, it's quite complicated.
Thank goodness.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, how could it be complicated? They're ear lights.
Yeah, no. So, but you've got to customise them to be the colour that you want because they're little LED sort of lights, right? So you've got to select what type of thing. Yeah. And to sort of learn how to operate the lights and customise them, you should watch a video on the G-Pods website.
Right.
It's entitled My Frist Experience with G-Pods.
Did they not have a light in the room where they were writing the description?
That's right. You've got to be very careful when you search for that, don't you?
Yeah,
Google auto-corrects your typos, so you make sure you misspell.
Definitely don't put My Fist Experience. That's not going to give you some good content.
anyway, so you've got to download this app from the App Store. And I'll let them explain how to do it.
This is the main page for the AirPods. Here you can light off and light on. hear the noise cancellation. So you will listen only music, you will not hear anything. And hear the transparency, so you can listen the music while you can listen the people talking around you. On this page, you can choose the color for your AirPods.
Yeah, so basically, the point is that instead of just, you know, with AirPods, you go through this laborious process of putting them in your ears and then listening to music.
Then they work, yeah.
Yeah, instead, you put them in the ears, download them, choose your colour.
Program. Who has enough time to do this before you listen to the song?
And then decide whether you were. I love the transparency mode, which is if you want to be listening to music while you're talking to other people.
I've got them in now. I've been just enjoying some Pearl Jam.
Me too. No, I've been listening to some Creedence Clearwater Revival during this whole podcast.
But actually, to be fair, Charles, these products do have an inadvertently brilliant use.
I am.
Which is that what happens at the moment is that you've got people with looking at their phones as they walk along, listening to AirPods and not being able to hear anything. And so the way to not run them over is they've got flashing lights in their ears. It's like a warning beacon.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and also, you know, not to go up to anyone who has flashing lights because you know that they're a wanker.
There might be a problem with that, though. If they've got a green light, you'd be thinking, go. Speeding up.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
Now, I've been noticing, Charles and Andrew, a strange phenomenon at the movies, which is that every single movie from when we were young, every single movie that was even slightly popular gets a reboot with the same actors playing the same role but now really, really old. It's the one thing that in the history of Hollywood that's actually providing roles for, you know, older actors, particularly female actors. So I suppose it's a positive in that sense. But did we really need a sequel to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, for instance, which we've had the past few years? Star Wars did it. Indiana Jones is doing it. Jurassic World's bringing them. Every single person who's ever been in a movie before, it's coming back. Even bloody Top Gun, the movie that least needed a sequel in the history of movies, now has this Top Gun Maverick movie being brought back.
Yeah. Is it because they've just run out of ideas? Or is it that actually there are no more ideas left?
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? Running.
Well, no. One is that they just can't be bothered thinking of new ideas.
Oh, I see.
The other one is there is no new ideas.
There just aren't new ideas.
Yes.
Yeah, look, I think that we might have run out of ideas.
We got to the end of ideas.
We've got to the end of ideas, so we're just going back and using the old ones again. I mean, I don't mind the concept of that. You know, Shakespeare's plays were always based on very old stories, and that's okay. Maybe he was tapping into nostalgia. Maybe that's the reason Shakespeare was doing it, was there were all these hot young actors 20 years before.
Hamlet was a reboot.
Yes, Hamlet was just a reboot, perhaps, a star vehicle for some kid actor. I don't know.
Well, because they don't greenlight a movie now unless it's got existing IP attached to it, do they? So it's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe or some shitty video game from the 80s. You can get a movie made like that if it's got some link to knowing what it is.
See, I reckon there's whole streams of IP that they haven't tapped into yet.
Well, this is why I'm bringing it to the table. Yes. I want to know what else we can pitch and monetize.
Okay.
To make some money for us.
I've got something that I think would be a fucking winner.
Oh, yeah.
Sale of the Century, the movie.
Oh, my God. How would that even work? But I'm there.
I don't know.
If I'm a studio executive, I've green-lit it. Because I've heard of Sale of the Century. That's the only bar that exists anymore.
It's a nostalgia piece.
Mm. Yeah. I'm buying a ticket to that. I don't care how it works. You ask how it works, it doesn't have to work.
And you're just going, come on down to your memories.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, and wheel out Tony Barber.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he would make a cameo in it, wouldn't
That's
he?
Right, like, yeah, he'd come back and it would be his son. Yeah. It's always the child.
The son, yeah.
Somehow, you know, yes. Jim Barber or little Jimmy Barber wants to become a game show host and he's been told, no, you can't. And then he shows them wrong.
You do realise that anyone under about the age of 35 is not going to understand any of this.
But who's seen Top Gun? I mean, this is the when did it come out? 1983 or something? Why is that the biggest film in the country?
Yeah. I mean, it was a sort of slightly popular movie at the time, I guess. But it does beg the question, if there was going to be a Top Gun sequel, why wasn't the Top Gun sequel released, you know, a year after Top Gun?
Yeah. This is 36
like if it was
years.
That good. Yeah, if it was all that good that people were that excited about it. But yeah, I guess it's the power of nostalgia, isn't it? Because,
you know, but also maybe it was being produced in Australia because it takes about 36 years to get any idea up in Australia.
Yes, they were dealing with Screen Australia funding people. It just took 30 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did. They like the day after it was released, Top Gun, It's to a sequel.
It's very high grossing because it's got the world's biggest star in it. It's a dead cert success, and Screen Australia went, I think you might just need to build a little bit more scaffolding around this pitch.
I've actually heard from inside Screen Australia that they're surprised at how quickly the process to get funding.
Yeah, well, they rushed it through.
It's unusual for the green light taking before everyone involved has died. Yes.
Mm. Because it somehow got ahead of the sequel to the silent Australian movie for
Ned Kelly.
Life.
Gallipoli 2, the reckoning. What pieces of IP that lying around can we exhume from the 80s? I mean, my idea, because you want a sort of contemporary twist, you don't just want to do the same thing. You've got to bring it to the modern age. So my theory was to do a new police academy. But where where you defund the police.
Yes.
Because what better argument is there for defunding the police than the entire cast and indeed movie history of Police Academy?
And the whole premise would allow you to then remove all the policemen's uniforms, which, as I remember, was the main point of those movies.
Yeah. To get the clothes off.
Sorry, we're going to have to take away your uniforms, ladies.
Is Michael Winslow still around? I think it is some amazing sound effect of what police defunding would be like.
Absolutely. I mean, they save a fortune on sound foley by having Michael Winslow in a film. He should be in more movies.
He should be in all the films.
See, I think you guys are making the mistake of being too innovative here. I mean, Hollywood here. You don't need new ideas. All people want to do is just see the nostalgic thing and just see it again. You know. So I feel that it would be better to just bring back the same movie with the same plot, but the character is just 35 years older than they were. So, you know, so like Home Alone, for example.
Yeah.
Now, like a 45-year-old Macaulay Culkin is alarmed to just find himself at home alone. And he's not sure what to do.
He's just bored. He's having a bored day.
Yeah,
I had a similar idea, which is Ferris Bueller's Day Off Parenting, where he just wanders around the city. His kids have left him, his wife's left him, he's just a bit depressed.
Oh, brilliant.
It wouldn't be very jolly or jovial or iconic.
That's a great idea. Well, he could actually take a day off too, Domil, because I reckon like he'd be working at Walmart, right?
He was
not a good student.
No.
We know he was a truant. He used to skive off class, so he's probably not made a success of himself. You could work in the idea that he's just a sad middle-aged man who, you know, is taking a day off his retail job.
You know what he'd be? He'd be a teacher at the same school that he went to. And he'd be telling all the kids about the time he took a day off, and then they'd try and take a day off, and he wouldn't let them.
You think he's qualified to be a teacher? He never attended a class, Tommy.
Exactly.
Oh. The only thing he's qualified to be.
Sorry, teachers.
But look, frankly, I think it seems that this whole process of remaking movies is getting quicker and quicker and quicker.
Isn't it?
Like, you know, they're running out of things to remake. Which is why I think the world desperately needs a remake of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, yes. That was only last week.
Yes.
Yes, because people are nostalgic
for
last week's movie.
Yes.
And you could see the same actors. It'd be really fun to see them a week older.
That's true. And you could have exactly the same script with slightly different things.
Yes.
Just like change the odd word here and there and say, oh, it's a different universe. It's the multiverse. It all fits in. Our gears from Rode Microphones. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.